And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And we're going to have Leo Lyon-Zagami from Rome. Just a couple of announcements. I saw the Eric Trump talking this morning after the horrendous disaster of having Ted Cruz on the floor yesterday, trying to, you know, create a. It's almost like going into the middle of a party and then deciding to have a fit. It's really. In fact, the comment I turned on CNN. The comment of one of the ladies there, who was actually on the floor, said it very clearly. The people who were on the fence were converted by the bad behavior of Ted Cruz to support Donald Trump. And here's the questions you need to ask. You know, this goes beyond the personalities of Clinton or Trump. Do you want to stack the Supreme Court with judges for the next 30 to 40 years that are going to destroy the U.S. Culture, destroy Christianity, destroy freedom of speech, and destroy the ability to have your Second Amendment rights? Number two, do you want a culture that has a open-door policy so it doesn't have borders like any other nation and allows people to come in who could be potential terrorists? And then when they do terrorism, do you want a country that passes a bipartisan domestic security bill that takes away your rights to protect yourself from violence and secondly constantly have you under surveillance? Do you want a country that goes bankrupt so that 105 million Americans that don't get food stamps and so on go crazy, and you have race and class war because of it? Do you want a country that isn't respected by our allies and isn't feared by our enemies? Do you want a country where the District of Criminals, D.C., continues to transfer our businesses and our corporations and continues to have a high tax rate, the highest tax rate of the Western world, by the way, for both middle class and businesses? Do you want a country where you can't trust anything that the president says because it's always a lie? Do you want a country where they make dirty backroom deals so that 20% of our uranium coming out of the new Oregon uranium mine goes to Russia? Do you want a country that basically is on a war footing so that they're eventually going to have conflict with Russia and China at a future date, a probable nuclear war? Well, if you want that kind of country, vote for Hillary. Now, if you want a country where there's a chance for repentance and return to Christianity, where you can say Merry Christmas, we want a country that has a closed border but has rapid immigration policy with new immigration standards that don't cost a fortune for someone to come here. It's a solid person, no matter what their skin color, can come here and become an American. Do you want a country that says to Muslims, if you believe in Sharia law, we're going to deport you? If you don't, by all means, stay here and be a great American. Do you want a country that respects our ally Israel, even if they're a pain in the butt, but also make sure that they can't control our security forces and drag us into wars that aren't necessary and also put themselves in jeopardy? Do you want a country that continues to make trade deals bilaterally with countries rather than trade quartz like the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnership? Well, then you want Trump, okay? And I believe Trump is God's trump card. And what Eric Trump said was very clear. He's a human being. In fact, he was so popular, a lot of people say, you should be running for president. Well, I think his personality is, he's a person. He makes the caricature of the persona of Donald Trump look like a real person. That's why I think that the speechwriter infiltrated and put in that, obviously, the plagiarism to destroy the persona of his wife, Melania Trump. And the reason is, of course, they wanted to make sure that people didn't realize she's an intelligent, well-spoken, well-presented person that really supports her husband and a solid family that'll make America a solid country. And when we see Eric Trump out this evening, the one apparently is most personality-wise and dynamic, like her father Donald, is Ivanka. And I'm sure she doesn't have the problem with what I call political potty mouth, where she may speak out of turn. And again, the main thing is it's important not to insult people. It's important not to, destroy people's character when you're trying to teach them new things. The best way is to give them, number one, a vision, which is, it says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of vision. The second thing is to lead them with questions. Like I said earlier, do you want these things? If you want what I mentioned in all the answers to the questions, Hillary Clinton, by all means, vote. If you want to destroy and abort the next generation of Americans, vote for Hillary. If you want to have a demonic nation that will eventually break up in the first or second term of Hillary Clinton, by all means, break up America, vote for Hillary Clinton. If you want America to be eventually nuked by our enemies because we've been so impossible to deal with, they have to hit our military bases first and maybe our population centers. Do you want to see race war where it's dangerous to go outside? Do you want to see starvation on the streets so people try to steal your stuff because they don't have any of their stuff? Well, then vote for Hillary Clinton. Okay? So lead by questions, lead by example, lead by vision. And the issues, and I really think that Melania not only threw away Donald's retweet account, is monitoring him, but I think also she's trying to say, look, don't make racially twistable questions or statements, because the other side's going to amplify it and magnify it out of proportion to reality. Donald has people of all nationalities and races employed by him, and he gets along with all of them. He is not a misogynist, but when you make statements that can be twisted by the other side, believe me, they're going to amplify it, because he doesn't have a lot of stuff in his record otherwise. So I think what people need to realize, this is the last chance for America. In this election, 2016, if Donald Trump does not become president, America is finished. It might take a period of time for it to be finished. It could be take a generation, but it's finished. Because if Hillary stacks the Supreme Court, if Hillary destroys our economy, if Hillary destroys our footing with trying to have an alliance with Russia and other nations to try to destroy extreme Islam, if we don't have a proper policy of dealing business bilaterally with countries so we can rebuild America and our industrial base, America's done. And if you think that Brexit was bad with Britain leaving, what about Texas, when Texas leaves? Because Texans won't put up with Hillary in the White House destroying the economy and trying to take away their guns. They won't. That's just, I know Texans, man. They've got more backbone than anybody I know on the planet. They will not put up with Hillary. And I can tell you, you'll see Texas, every June they have to vote to actually stay in the Union. Texans will leave, and they'll take a bunch of states with them, too, and that'll be end of America. Hillary will be left ruling over 10 square miles of Washington, D.C. and a few naval ports, and that's it, and air bases. And she will be in dire straits, believe me. If you think that she's not going to be impeached, they should be impeaching Obama right now. But Hillary, even before she starts, doesn't qualify with somebody that handles the server and the issues that can put our agents in the field in grave danger. Our secrets that should not be out to our quote, potential enemies or our allies that really shouldn't know things that they shouldn't. It's, you know, need to know basis. People need to ask these questions. Just ask questions. You know, a lot of people just dig in their heels if you insult them or if you tell them, well, you know, and they'll say something stupid like, well, I want a woman in the White House. Like, there's lots of great women that could be in the White House, but not Hillary, for God's sake. You really have to kind of grasp that this is led by questions, led by example, led by a vision of what do you want? Do you want a generation that's bankrupt? Do you want a generation where you have a number of sub-states of a former United States? Do you want to have a country that's in financial and military disaster? Do you want veterans without health care and proper care? Do you want to have a health care system that actually takes care of everybody and doesn't cost a fortune and people can afford co-pays? Or we set up, like I say, a health care system that goes beyond, quote, socialized medicine of Canada and Britain even. We get rid of fee-for-service. We get rid of state licensure. We have licensure that goes non-government organizations. We allow lateral training so you can start as a EMT or firefighter and become a neurosurgeon. We set up a system where people become qualified and stay qualified and develop new types of treatments, like I'm working with the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and Environmental Medicine to develop detoxification technologies and life extension technologies that won't be innovated because the business of medicine, whether it's run by government or big insurance, is not going to want to change. It's stuck in fee structures. It's stuck in organizations of licensure. It's stuck in the idea of the inertia of a medical system that will do the least possible thing because it's called factory medicine. So we will hope to track down Leo Zagami here shortly. And when we do, we also want to hear your questions and comments about the GOP convention. It's actually done really well. I'm very pleased. The people of Cleveland, the police forces, everybody there has done a unbelievably good job. We haven't had any major incidents except for Ted Cruz. If anything, he's polarized the issue and made it real evident. Ted Cruz, you'd ask Ted Cruz these questions, say, before he went on and does his little, fit on the stage there, a 20-minute speech. And he asked him, Ted, do you really support the Bushes, the Bush crime family? Number two, do you really want Hillary Clinton in the White House? Do you want to stack the Supreme Court with justices that will destroy the religious basis of this country, which you claim to be a strong Christian and your father a pastor, Pentecostal pastor? Do you really want to see Texas leave the Union down the road because of the policies of Hillary Clinton? Do you want to see globalism destroy the economic basis of America? Do you really think that when you sign a pledge that you're going to support the president, you don't say, well, because it's personal, it abdicates that pledge. No, it doesn't. You've shown that you're a man of dishonor. You've shown that that's the reason why you're not liked in the Senate. You've shown that the people who are sitting on the fence, if they don't vote for Trump, they're going to get Hillary, the Wicked Witch of the West. And if you get Hillary, it is the death knell of this nation. Now, the world is safe because there's a strong, righteous America. In fact, de Tocqueville, 2 centuries ago plus, came from France as a historian and writer. And if you read about de Tocqueville, he actually said, you know, America is not great because of all the resources. America is not great because of this and that, all these different reasons. But he said America is great because America is good. America is a nation that knows how to build an economy and knows how to take care of itself and knows how to interact with its allies and its enemies. It knows how to not be an interfering nation, but how to grow an international reputation where your allies respect you and your enemies fear you. That has been destroyed during the 7.5 years of Barack Obama and previously by the Bush crime family and by Bill Clinton. And we have to understand we've had a coup since the assassination of John F. Kennedy by LBJ and their Confederates. And we have now a CIA globalist corporate takeover of the District of Criminals, is now a super city, basically a tumor in the body politic of America. So I want to hear your responses out there on this, because this is the last day of the convention. Ivanka Trump's going to speak this evening, and Donald Trump. I think Eric Trump's speech last night was phenomenal. The response he had, even from the Democratic side, is they could not criticize him. And when I saw the panels talking about Eric Trump, I really think he has a future in politics, because a man has a heart, he has a brain, he actually cares about America, and he realizes it's an honor to serve. And we're doing this right now, and we do this program. We're serving not only America, but because a righteous and a strong and a good America makes the world safe. It makes the world safe in terms of world economy. It makes the world safe in terms of not doing the opposite. In fact, I can tell you this, as I said, I had a question the other day. Someone said, well, what is the identity of the second beast? Well, if you read the Bible really clearly, America has a duality of character. We can either be the daughter of Zion, which is not satanic, but a daughter of Zion, meaning a daughter that God would be proud of, a daughter nation of the Ephraimic nations, or a daughter of Babylon, an evil nation that, because 90% of the money is made by the Federal Reserve, either digital money or real printed money, that if America takes the wrong turn, it can force a digital cashless system on the world, otherwise known as the mark. If nations think they can do war with America, which is a delusion, they will be swiftly destroyed. Now, we can permit a first strike on military bases or other things, because that may be a policy of people embedded within the government, but we have space-based and other weapon systems that can neutralize any nuclear weapon or missile coming into America or any of our allies. We have weapon systems that, will firing one bullet or one missile, can destroy an entire nation. People need to know that. Our allies need to know that, and our enemies need to know that, so that they realize if a righteous America makes a safe world, an unrighteous America makes a tyrannical, disastrous world conflict where a bunch of the population is destroyed by globalist agenda, and America emerges as a Pyrrhic victory with most of the people in the United States dead, because we have a Department of Offense and not a Department of Defense. We don't have a system set up to even protect the population from economic chaos. That's why we tell you to do carrot bars. We have a corrupt factory medicine system that's designed to basically pre-embalm you, poison you, and then, of course, if there's 250,000 people damaged, it's considered just a cost of business. I know, I've dealt with my colleagues. I see it all the time. Literally the other day, I had another case, and this makes me cry, of a woman whose husband was destroyed by Lipitor, and he got rhabdomyolysis, which was not only destroyed his kidneys, but his heart muscle, and all the muscles of his body, so the man is disabled and dying. And I'm going to try to resurrect this man, try to get him back, which, if he follows all my recommendations, we can. But it's disturbing to have a system that spends more money than any other country on earth, and we have one of the lowest rated health indices in terms of either medical outcomes or even prevention of illness. And now we pass this dark bill, which in some ways it's a capitulation by the so-called GMO industry in Mount Satan. The dark bill, basically passed by the Senate after they destroyed it a few months ago, means everything's on a barcode, so they need to come back and revise the bill and said, hey, people don't read barcodes to know if it's GMO. they're going to need to read English. And when they do, they're going to vote with their pocketbook, which means GMO is dead. GMO is toxic. GMO carries pesticides that destroy your DNA, your ability to have normal babies, your ability to not have children with Down syndrome or with serious genetic defects or infertility or autism. Let's face the music. We have an untrained medical establishment, an unethical legal establishment that doesn't provide, as Dr. Fred Graves, the keys of the kingdom in terms of people's pro se litigant action, which is why we have Dr. Fred Graves on periodically. We have a geopolitical system where we now have an honest politician. Yes, he has some defects, character defects, where he tends to counterpunch before he thinks. But the man really cares about America, and his family shows that his whole family cares about America. When you hear Ivanka's speech tonight, you're going to see after Eric's Trump's speech last night, you know that they know this is the end show. I mean, if you see video clips, you can see Donald Trump's know the world economy is ready to pop. And when it pops, for example, here in America, 105 million people without EBT cards for food stamps, you're going to have race riots and violence like you've never seen on the planet. The movie or series or miniseries on television now on cable called Fear the Walking Dead will look mild compared to what will happen. People need to grasp that we have a choice today, a choice to say, do we want to see, as God said in Genesis, my people perish for lack of vision. The reason why he sent the prophets, why he sent Moses that wrote the Pentateuch under the guidance of the Most High God and the spirit of the Holy One of Israel, why he sent the prophets, and he sent eventually the one with full God knowledge, Yeshua HaMashiach, the incarnation of the Father in the flesh, because he said, if I give my people a vision, they won't perish. Right now, we have a chance for a vision. We have a chance to ask the right questions. We have a chance to choose to not only make a righteous and strong America, but a repentant America, where America can become a strong nation again and be a leader to a world that's dying. A world under challenge from galactic and solar events that can cause major climatic damage and an extinction level event. A world that is soon going to realize that it's part of a galactic collective of both good and evil, if you want to call it empires, that have been at war for tens of millennia. A world where there are spiritual entities and things happening that the usual mundane American or citizen of Earth doesn't fully understand, but we're going to make you understand them. When we talk to people like Leo Lyons Agami and other experts like Tex Mars, and we'll have him back on, he couldn't make it yesterday, you'll see that we're laying out for you not only the best questions, but prospective answers that you could get if you just ask those questions and look for the facts. For example, reading Leo's books, Confessions of Illuminati Part 1 and 2, if you look at this new movie that he has out that I posted up the link last week, that shows that the Vatican is getting ready to release what's called first contact information. If you realize exactly the real history of humankind and the destiny of we have as a galactic civilization, if you start to understand that life extension technology is no more than 5 to 20 years away before literally people don't need to get older or die. And most diseases are diseases of aging. When we start to realize that we don't need to have plagues, we need to have better public health policy, we need to have better policies to protect and respect people and correct DNA damage and mitochondrial damage and to protect people all colors, all skins, and all nations, so we have a strong collective of nations, not destroyed nations, and a collective of only trade zones for globalist benefit with a massively reduced population. So we'll be back in a moment. Hopefully we'll track down Leo Zagami, and your questions are welcome at 800-313-9443. Ivanka's and Donald Trump's speeches tonight. Make sure you listen. Ask good questions.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is quite interesting. If you look at the front page of Drudge, and I want to get your calls, by the way, be brave. I should play that song, Sarah Bareilles. I want to see you be brave, because I think I like to fence and ask questions of my callers. I like them to stick to facts and evidence rather than hominem attacks or soapboxes. I want them not to pontificate, but to enlighten us with why their logic matched against my logic or the logic of evidence of good news reporters like Drudge, why it's better. When I saw, for example, Eric Trump last night, and it says night of his life, I mean, this is a star that needs to be a major politician in American future history. Eric Trump, Donald Trump's son. And in many ways, he has the persona that doesn't have the caricatureness of his father. Now, his father has a lot of character. But the caricature is often because of his media hype and his apprentice and all the other things. It tends to overshadow the fact that man is a great father, a great businessman, but a great person. And has a kind heart and is very, very devoted to try to bring America back. And he probably understands greater than he's ever suggesting. In fact, I listened to a program a few months ago where they're interviewing, and they talked about THAAD, or Theater Air Defense. Now, you might think that this guy is just a businessman, but this guy is smart. When Donald mentioned theater defense, I knew this man was totally turned into the idea of just how dangerous it is to fence with your enemies and put yourself on a business footing that eventually results in war. War is always a result of bad banking. That's why all the wars since the wars of the Napoleonic Wars have all been banker wars. And in fact, I think Mike Rivero has a book out about that, but this is well known by many different authors. But you have to understand, if bad policy now, 10 or 20 years' time, means a nuclear fallout hitting your city. People need to understand that bad policy now means starvation and violence on the streets. And it may not be months and years away, it could be days away if it's not done properly. I mean, we have teetering banks in Europe. So when we see the night of his life at the top of the Drudge Report for Eric Trump, I'm really impressed. But I want you to be brave out there. Don't be fearful to call into Dr. Deagle's show. I believe in mixed mental martial arts. So I believe in what I call mental Brazilian jiu-jitsu. If you want to make it hominem attacks, I'm going to put you into a double headlock intellectually, and I'm going to cut off the blood supply to your brain. But if you want to be respectful, even if you have grade 3 and you make a point, I want to learn. I don't care who's out there to teach me that I have a mislogic or a lack of understanding of a perspective. I want you to teach everybody that's listening to the program. I am what's called a news pathologist. I don't cover the top millimeter of news and just peel it back. I get my news bone saws out, my separators, my laser scalpels, and my pathological microscopes look at a scanning electron microscopy of the news. I don't play around with it. I dig deep. That's why when we have programs on like Leo Lionzagami or with Tex Mars and others, you're going to hear things in this program you're not going to hear anywhere else on radio or TV. And by the way, now, since the great separation from the Genesis Network has been a major period of stress for me, I call radio prison over there, I've decided to go on a high-speed learning experience with my friend Jim Gorsi and my tech guys. And I've learned an amazing amount in the last 3 months where I've now been able to put my RSS feeds out on every podcast platform pretty well on the planet, and also video feeds, not only with a live stream premium channel, which I've had for 7 years, but I upgraded, a live stream and a top premium channel for Vimeo, YouTube, Google Play, you name it, video platform. And most of the information we put out, including my latest video, which is a preview of my lecture I'm going to give in December, is all free. The consults are free. If you just ask for a simple consult or even reconsult, if you don't inundate me with tons of records, I'm not going to charge you. How amazing. But by the way, don't do a proxy where somebody says, well, I have a friend that has such and such. Your friend needs to contact me. I don't do proxy consults. But I want you to be brave. Yes, it is a place where there is a cage match. Dr. Deagle's in the cage. And I do believe in mixed mental martial arts, but I'm kind. If you raise real issues, give real questions and real statements without a soapbox and without a hominem attacks, I want to learn. I want my intellectual sharpening steel on steel, it says in the Bible. Call in, don't be shy, be brave.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Day. It's a cancellation of lack of asking the right questions. The smartest person in the room isn't the person that has all the answers. It's the one who asks the best questions. The thing is, it's a pathway to wisdom. And that pathway is by questioning everything that we think we know and our worldview, and asking questions that incise and say, do you really want such and such, whether it's a health issue? For giving an example, let's say we talk about a journey in health. Do you really want to go to a factory medicine doctor that has one foot in the door and one out, and get a prescription pad, and after he's seen you for 2 minutes, he's decided he's going to give you four drugs. Several of them will cause serious side effects that eventually may actually shorten your life or cause a new illness. Do you really want to have unnecessary surgery, let's say a knee replacement, when they haven't done a proper MRI, arthrogram of your knee joint? Do you want to have someone give you a blood-thinning drug like Xarelto or Eliquis and actually end up with complications where you either have a bleed, massive bruising, or sudden death? Do you want to have, for example, and the same thing goes politically, do you want to have a situation where, whether it's a state governor or, let's say you're in California, have a sanctuary state where many of the citizens that have driving accidents that don't have a proper insurance, because up to 40% of the people here in California don't carry insurance. They're illegals. They may have a driver's license. In fact, the state of California gives a driver's licenses pretty heavily. When I was in Colorado, I saw drivers that were operating unstable rigs coming up from Mexico or Central America. They would do vehicular homicide, and they wouldn't get prosecuted. They'd just be deported. They were back within 2 to 4 weeks with a new matricular card from the city of Denver, and they were causing havoc. Now, that's not rational. We do want immigration. We want it rapid. We don't want it to be expensive, but we want to make certain if they're criminals or felons or people that are unqualified to do what they're doing, they don't get to do it in America. They don't get to drive across the border with an unstable rig or in proper equipment and not proper certification as a driver, operating a heavy rig, maybe under the influence of stimulants and other things, and actually then causing the freeways to be dangerous. I know, working in emergency for many years in the burn unit and trauma units, I can tell you, I feared being on holiday call. And when I was in emergency departments, those in Chicago and Rockford, or in Augusta, Georgia, at the Augusta Regional Trauma and Burn Unit, or in Colorado, it's disturbing to be sitting there waiting, and you know somebody's going to come flying through the doors, bleeding to death, pieces of windshield stuck in them, limbs partly off, eyes, brain exposed, etc. It's not funny to be trying to rescue someone from basically sudden and almost immediate death if we don't rescue them and get them into the operating room. Well, the same thing's going on geopolitically. We have a country that has been mishandled. Let's say we talk about the District for Criminals as the intensive care unit of politics. We don't have a situation now where people grasp how serious this is, not just for America. If we make bad decisions and we put Hillary in, who screwed up Libya, and set up policies that actually are putting us on a war footing with Russia, we can guarantee that the future is a dark future. And we don't know what kinds of accidents can happen, either economically or otherwise. Right now, for example, the banks pushed Germany when they set up the European Union to make sure that the circumstances would occur at the future date, which is now, that the German banks are teetering on catastrophe and they're talking about bailing in. What do they think will happen when that happens? The contagion will spread. We're going to see a worldwide economic collapse, possibly right away, maybe before even the election date, but sometime right after the convention here, Republican convention, things could get very hairy. And there's no need for it. It's almost like saying, well, you know, someone walks in to see me and they've got like a black toe and they say, well, doc, one of the doctors talked about taking my leg off below my knee. And this is actual cases that I've seen. I said, well, look, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you in a combination. This is years ago before I even had our fancy nutraceuticals, which are more penetrating through biofilm. I'm going to put you on triple antibiotics and an IV PICC line, and I'm going to put you in hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and we're going to get you fine in a few days. And they look at me like, you're kidding. Three other doctors told me they're going to take my leg off below my knee. How come you could do that differently? I said, because they're uninformed. That would be the nicest thing to say. They don't want to do this because it'll upset their colleagues, because remember, they get paid large amounts of money to do major surgery, including below-the-knee amputations. There's big old buco bucks in doing that. You know, you got to tie off blood vessels, you got to cut arteries, you got to use bone saws, you got to use a flap graft over the end of the bone, and you got to get ready for a prosthesis so you can kind of stump around. Now, people need a grasp. I have enough experience now. There is no medical problem on this planet that I cannot either approach or try to find or problem solve. And the same way, and I've said this before, and I'm still waiting for my challengers here. I've been over at Republic Radio now 3 months. And I said the same thing over at Genesis, and I got no callers in 5 years, believe it or not, that I can provide either a framework for a solution or a solution instantaneously on any problem, on any issue in the world today on air. Now, why is that? Because, number one, I rely on God. Now, people need to understand, if you look at the picture of Genesis, it talks about the garden. Adam and Eve were probably way more intelligent than me or any other person on earth. And they believed the lie from Satan, who was the greatest intellectual mind and the most creative person that was ever created, a being ever created by the Creator God. Now, the real issue is, this is the ultimate sin, I got this God. So in other words, your intellect and your creativity can always lead you to be what we call separate from God. I rely on God. If I get solutions, 10% is from my experience, 90% is from God. Well, I pray right away when I get in trouble or I can't figure out what's going on. I stop quietly and even right on the spot while I'm talking to someone, pray. And I want you to know, I get answers. And you can too, no matter what situation you're in, whether it's a personal interactive reaction, a financial situation or whatever, you need to realize God is there. You are not the author of faith. You are the caller for faith that God is the author of. And right now, we need to start repenting and calling out. You know, it says in the book Chronicles, it said, if my people who are called by my name will repent, I will heal their land. And guess what? Healing their land means voting for Trump. Healing their land means praying that he has good advisors around him. Healing their land makes he makes right decisions and doesn't retweet. Healing their land means our enemies fear us, including Al-Qaeda and ISIS and these other groups, which, by the way, are scaring the heck out of even regular Muslims, but it's part of their so-called culture not to criticize Muslims who are out of their mind, who want to commit Sharia law and we call the jihad of murder. Now, you've got to remember, Islam is a dangerous and satanic religion. So when it comes in with the jihad of politics like Obama, or the jihad of money, which takes over universities like George Washington University, Department of Political Science, or creating textbooks that are Sharia compliant in Tennessee, you have to understand this is pretty darn evil. So it's a lot more sneaky. It's actually a lot more destructive than the jihad of murder. This is really gross to see people killed, but it's even in some ways grosser to see a culture taken over by Sharia law. Now, what does that mean? That means if we don't repent of our worldview, if we don't repent of the idea of thinking that a baby is not an extension of the mother but a separate genetic creature that it relies on her to be born, that we don't have the right to take that life. And if we, you know, just think of it this way. Let's say Dr. Deagle became unethical and decided, well, you know, I'm tired of radio. I'm going to go back into research, and I'm going to go back into fetal research, and I can order the equipment for $500,000, and we'll just do fetal research and create artificial uteri, use animals, and we'll grow genetically engineered transhumans for super soldiers. You think we can't do it? You're a fool. You think we can't take the fetus out with very careful Lofotian suction so we have an intact fetus so we can translate it to an artificial uterus and then insert genes through the hack chromosome insertion techniques like CRISPR protocol? You think we can't do that? Do you think that if I'm unethical but very brilliant, I can actually create things that are no one ever should go there? You know, like, you know, the I call it the you know, the Isle of Dr. Moreau, or, you know, do you think we can't do that? You're wrong. You're right. And if you don't think that someone somewhere is funding and thinking they want to do this because it's a good way to create a new future, a dark future, where they maintain total control, what are you going to do if they have a cybernetic army with body armor that can totally protect them against any weapon, has reflexes of a jaguar, sight of an eagle, the power of a jackal, which is 12 times the crushing force even of a lion, to crush bones, and the capacity to do things where they only need an hour or two sleep every 3 or 4 days, and can go without food or water for a week? What do you think you're going to do when they're cybernetically patched into a matrix, a battlefield matrix, and this kind of an army shows up on your doorstep? Really? You think you can fight it? You're a fool. And if you think that America hasn't been trying to do this for decades, I can tell you firsthand, as they tried to recruit me in 78 to work at UCLA and DARPA, you're wrong. And it's not open to your opinion either, by the way. A lot of people think they have a right to an opinion about experiences that I've had, which are not open to people's opinion. It's just a fact. It's an ugly, nasty, scary as hell fact, but it's just a fact. Now, when you look at the record of Hillary Rodham Clinton, and you look at the record of Barack Obama, and you look at the record of George Bush reading his pet goat book upside down when they were doing the World Trade Center demolition, which is what it was, because remember, this is a war game that went live, you realize that we have a series of criminals. That's why the book by Roger Stone called the Bush crime family, within 2 days of the announcement of the publication, Jeb Bush decided to quit after spending a huge amount of money, I think of like $150-some million, on 58,000 attack ads just in Florida alone against Donald Trump, trying to make sure that his candidacy never went anywhere. You know, people need to start asking better questions. And it'll yank them out of their paradigm, not insults, but just asking better questions. And we can even use baby step questions, you know? We can use other questions. What other woman do you think would be a good president? Maybe the president, our former governor of Alaska. I know she's pretty ticked off about Ted Cruz. When I look at it, for example, I'm just seeing this here, that, what is it now? The story here is that Sarah Palin rips Ted. Palin was an attorney. She's not a dummy. They try to make some of the sayings she has, because she has these country sayings from Alaska, and make her out to be an idiot. She's not. She's a Christian. She has a child with Down syndrome. She's dynamic. There's lots of great women who could be president or vice president. The fact is that men, by their very character and the nature of their put together, are dominated more by the drive and in lack of emotionality to be much more leadership-like, because that's the very nature of what men are. That's why they're biologically selected primarily to be the heads of family. They're more alpha. There are alpha females. I'm married to one. My wife and I are both alphas. Let me tell you, she could never be married to a non-alpha. She would crush him. But I'm a triple alpha, okay? So we get along great because we respect each other. Now, you can't have someone that's in a leadership position that's not an alpha. You can't. They can be an alpha beta, which means they're going to also be nurturing, which I am. But if you have a situation and you try to say, well, you know, why are men dominating this and that? It's because the very biological nature of what they are. If they're a good man and they're a Christian man and they're a proper leader that wants to nurture their family, like Donald Trump, who has this giant family of people, you can tell beyond his caricature, this is a good man. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't do obscene things, and he actually promotes his family into his businesses and teaches them and mentors them so that when he gets older, they're going to take over. You can see it already. You can see Eric Trump becoming a president someday. You can see him becoming a senator someday. You can see him becoming a governor of a state someday. You can see his family succeeding in expanding his billionaire business, including Ivanka, who's going to be managing a major portion of his corporations. These billionaire women are going to be leadership to show, hey, this is what a solid alpha female can do that's godly. Like, you know, just, you know, like Palin, Sarah Palin. Maybe Ivanka will go into politics. Who knows? But what I want people to start grasping is we have a very corrupt and evil nation because we are wimped out and we allow politicians like Hillary Clinton to get a pass because we, you know, we think it's important to protect the rights of women to kill their babies. And I can tell you firsthand that it's murder. You know, it's almost like telling somebody who's a mafia don and has committed a bunch of serial murders and they say, you know, that's not really murder, is it? You know, if you do something that conciliary tells you to do, and he says, you know, with a strong Italian accent, he says, what do you mean, you know? Of course it's murder. The boss tells me to do it. I do it cleanly. You know, you have to understand when the Supreme Court intervenes in Texas and has the nerve to say the doctors don't be equally qualified to doctors that have hospital privileges, so women are put in danger of having puerperal infections or dying or bleeding out, that's dangerous. Just because they want to make sure that two-thirds of the abortion clinics or mom-and-pop abortion clinics stay open, despite lack of qualified people operating them, this is scary. It's scary that the Supreme Court thinks they can legislate from the bench and actually decide life and death issues when they have no training experience or expertise at all. The same way as state medical boards, when they don't have any expertise in life extension technology or alternative care, functional medicine, toxicology, immunology, or anything, and they sit as if they're so-called the pundits that can determine colleagues that do have those qualifications, such as I have, developing all kinds of technology, including the first and only technology for mapping out pain was Dr. Jim Hedgecock, called the Axon 2 A-Delta and C-Fiber mapping technology. It's obscene. Now, you have a competent business person in Donald Trump, and he is going to change things. He's going to change things, so in two terms, he's going to clean up Washington, D.C. Now, can he solve all the problems? No, because we need a cultural change in the black community where they turn back to become Christians, where daddies decide that they're going to stay home with their kids, where social services says you can't have a man in the house or we won't give you a check, which is why some of these young black and you know, very roided out, good-looking men have 20 and 30 kids and they're spending time in prison receiving honor payments from 20 or 30 black mamas who are getting social services checks, and they're told their only way out of the ghetto is to have two or three kids from multiple fathers. We have collaborated in the destruction of the black community by bringing in illegal drugs to the FBI and CDC and watches over these things, and the CIA bringing in these illegal drugs with U.S. Air support, such as when I took care of employees and pilots and technicians working at Aurora Air Force Base, Buckley and Peterson in Colorado, and saw the drugs coming in, shrink-wrapped on pallets, loaded to the gunnels in these Hercules C-130s. You think it's a theory? It's not a damn theory. It's disgusting. We create the problem, we create the reaction, we create our satanic solution, and we wonder why things are so bad. We shouldn't wonder. 9/11 was not the action of Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden and renal failure, dying in a cave with a dialysis machine when he had gone just a month before 9/11 to a U.S. military hospital in Qatar. And they cleared the entire floor of the dialysis unit so we could get care there by American physicians, trained physicians. So, reality check. It's time for mixed mental martial arts. If you're brave, call in. This hour and the next one are open lines. I'm going to cover a lot of health issues too, but they're open lines. Be brave. Play that song, Sarah Bareilles. I want to see you be brave. 800-313-9443.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable...
And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. So I'm not going to switch gears a bit now unless you we have callers that want to talk about a specific topic. It's open lines on any issue, either for the remainder of this hour in this segment or the next hour. And I'm going to talk about some of the new plans we have here at Nutramedical. I've been in contact with a number of companies that can that are able to provide for us specific, we call epigenetic frequency therapy. We have right now the Lumen Photon, which uses the Nogier frequencies. For example, frequency 3 is for skin and the central and peripheral nervous system. Frequency 4 is for internal organs. Frequency 5 is for glandular tissue. 6 and 7 are anti-inflammatory. We also have another company that I'm talking to, and I won't mention their name, that actually can adjust frequencies to the ionic minerals, to biological molecules and so on for light, both infrared, far and near, as well as blue light and advanced frequency therapy. We also have a company that produces the most powerful Rife field generator in the world. companies that actually produce the most powerful and computer-controlled microcurrent in the world. These are basically, you can tune to the specific frequencies using the metapathy and the bioplasm, and I have the technology now to extract the frequencies for epigenetic therapy. This is the first in the world. No one else has this. We have it. We also have, of course, the most advanced nutraceuticals, and we can diagnose what nutraceuticals you need using blood, urine, stool, and genetic tests, but even more so biophotonic testing like the QRMA, which is real simple. And if you want to be an affiliate, and we have a number of contacts now that want to do it, they want to get a mild hyperbaric chamber from Summit to Sea, have a mobile RV or set up an office in any country in the world. They want to have a QRMA for quantitative resonant testing, and we can do remote analysis of that test and decide which nutraceuticals they need to correct their genetic and metabolic and toxic problems. We have the capacity now with the metapathy and hunter function to actually hunt and find illness in your body even before it declares itself with symptoms. And we now can do epigenetic treatment, so we can blind oxygen with ozone and an oxygen concentrator, the power of ones, Nutrimeds, which are metabolically activated metabolites and activated special minerals. We have new technology that I'm developing with one of my colleagues that will be the most advanced technology in the world for specific targeted minerals. We have the best minerals right now in our Minerals Plus and Vitamin Mineral Max and Life Support, so they are ionic, basically protein, amino acid, chelates. We have the best metabolically activated bioavailable nutraceuticals than anyone else in the world, and we can tell you which ones to take based on your functional medicine history, biophotonic testing like QRMA and metapathy and bioplasm, as well as functional medicine tests through labs, which you can order the test kits yourself and go to LabCorp or Quest or have a mobile blood tech come to your home. So you don't need to suffer. You also don't need to rely on drugs. Now, yes, drugs can have a place. Perhaps 20% of the time, they may be helpful at least temporarily. But if you rely on drugs primarily for your health, you're going to get into serious trouble and develop whole new health problems or never address the underlying cause of what you're sick with, whether it's diabetes or hypertension or vision loss. In fact, I talked to a gentleman the other day who had retinitis pigmentosa. Back 16 years ago, we were already curing it. So why is it not standard of care now? It's because it wrecks the business of medicine. And like Charles Dickens says, my business is mankind. It's not the business of medicine. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two, open lines, 800-313-9443. I want to see you be brave. Call in. 800-313-9443. Back in just a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.